The president of the Forum for Former MPs, Kusi Kedem, says the passage of the Right to Information Bill will help strengthen and supplement existing laws, as well as reinforce good governance, democracy, rule of law, and minimize corruption, thereby building an enlightened society. Mr. Kedem made this observation at a meeting of the Forum for Former MPs to discuss and make input into three bills pending before Parliament. Here's a report by Dominic Hlogi.
The bills are the Rights to Information Bill, Property Rights of Spouses Bill, and the Chieftaincy Amendment Act 2013. The president of the forum, however, noted that the bill may not necessarily bring the desired goals of getting free and open access to information, free press, accountability and transparency in government if the nation does not marshal enough political will to properly enforce or apply the law if passed. Mr. Kedem explained that the aims of the law will be muted if institutions which are mandated to facilitate and provide access to information are not well organized, managed and well resourced. In the presentation on the Right to Information Bill, the president of the Forum for Former MPs, Kusi Kedem, identified some challenges in the bill and said the bill does not give cognizance to existing laws on copyright, intellectual property and patent law, which have restricted open access to information.
Look at the unbelievable bureaucracy and procedure one has to go through before you access information. The procedures are so long. In fact, in some instances, one even has to obtain judgment from the Supreme Court to get access to information. It is like a camel passing through the eye of a needle. The bill makes no reference to existing related information laws which seek to promote or regulate information, its collection, usage, and transmission. Even without the Right to Information Law, serious and committed journalists, legislators, government officials, civil society organizations, and the public can still get almost all the relevant information they need if they persevere. Now, if the law is passed and official information and documents are not well organized and managed, we can still not have access to them. If our archives and libraries are not well organized, well managed, and well resourced, the passage of the bill will be an exercise in futility. If the so-called information officers are not well-trained, motivated, and have the requisite competences, if these officers are not information professionals who appreciate the dynamics of information, access to information will become an information blind alert instead.
A legal practitioner and former MP for Isukuma Dobim Brakwa, Kwabena Fosu, who took the members through the clauses in the Property Rights of Spouses Bill 2013, touched on cohabitation and marital property agreements.
It was very defined who are spouses. A man married to a woman or a woman married to a man. So effectively, you cut out homosexual and lesbian relationships. So then the bill recognizes what has become common these days, cohabitation. You have instances where two people are living together who you think are married, but in actual fact, no ceremony has taken place. And they are going about like man and wife. So the clause defines cohabitation. It's a situation in which a man and woman hold themselves out to the public to be man and wife. If they do so for a reasonable period, and the bill defines a reasonable period as not less than 2 years, they shall be deemed to be spouses for the purposes of the act. What it means is that if Kofi and Amma live together for not less than 2 years, and they break up, either of them, either the man or the woman, if they jointly acquire property, they can apply for relief under the law.
The forum also discussed the Chieftaincy Amendment Bill 2013, which seeks to provide replacement for Section 63 of the Chieftaincy Act 2008.
That report was filed by Dominic Hlogi.